On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
MPs are voting this lunchtime on whether there should be a snap general election this summer. The Prime Minister needs two-thirds of them to support her before it can happen in June. Speaking in the Commons around 20 minutes ago, Theresa May told them it's to make sure we get the best deal over Brexit.
Every vote for the Conservatives will make it harder for those who want to stop me from getting the job done. Every vote for the Conservatives will make me stronger when I negotiate for Britain with the European Union.
Meanwhile, speaking to KMFM outside the Houses of Parliament, several Kent MPs have been telling us they'll be backing the Prime Minister.
Kelly Tolhurst, current Member of Parliament for Rochester and Strood. What it means for people in Rochester and Strood who, and across Medway, who overwhelmingly voted for Brexit, is that it enables a strong Conservative government under a strong leader like Theresa May.
Charlie Elphick, Member of Parliament for Dover and Deal. I think people are really excited by this election. It's a really great chance to talk about the kind of Britain we can build. You know, Brexit is part of that process, but let's look so much further beyond at the kind of nation that we can build, an independent, trading nation, great in the world once again.
Julian Brasier, MP for Canterbury and Whitstable. People are right to be concerned about both the NHS and social care, but we can only tackle those problems with a strong enough economy to be able to provide what's needed. And it's this government that has really turned the economy round.
Labour and the Lib Dems, meanwhile, are also expected to support the idea, but not everyone wants another election.
I think it's boring and I don't think we need another one. And I used to vote for Labour, but I wouldn't aim to vote for now.
I can understand why the Prime Minister has called an election, because she needs to get the Brexit stuff through. It's terribly bad for the Labour Party.
And in the past half hour, the new editor of the Evening Standard, George Osborne, has announced he's stepping down as an MP. He took up the role alongside his parliamentary job last month.
KMFM News.
Ex-Towie gal Fern McCann is asking her boyfriend to get in touch with police after an acid attack in a nightclub at the weekend. Officers want to speak to 25-year-old Arthur Collins after two people were seriously hurt at Mangold in East London. Police have released CCTV of him inside the club on Sunday night. A burglar who distracted a disabled pensioner before stealing money from his home near Maidstone has been locked up for a year. Caleb Chapman tricked the man in his 80s into handing over £120 for unnecessary work on the property in Wolf Road last January. The 26-year-old from Bristol Close in Sittingbourne was arrested after police stopped his van at a petrol station in Cox Heath. Police in Kent say they have significant concerns about vigilante groups targeting people they suspect of grooming children online. Officers say trying to trap suspects can damage work already being done by specialist officers and could compromise ongoing investigations. It follows a disturbance at Bluewater Shopping Centre when a group carried out an undercover sting at the weekend. And the Countess of Wessex is due to visit Kent's biggest hospital this afternoon to look around a new maternity bereavement suite. During the trip to Medway Maritime in Gillingham, Sophie will also meet the founders and volunteers of the charity who raised money for it to be built. It's named after Abigail Ward, who was stillborn at the hospital almost 8 years ago. Her dad David's been telling KMFM it will provide some comfort to other parents who are going through the same thing.
A few days here in the unit would give them better time to get used to the situation, to grieve and start their grieving process and to come to terms with where they are.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Let's take a check on what's happening in the world of sport this lunchtime. Here's Joe.
Well, in football, Leicester City's manager says he's gutted the team is out of the Champions League, but he's really proud they got to the quarterfinals.
I thought we ran an excellent team in Madrid. We gave them a really good shot at it, and as you say, the players can be immensely proud of their performance, but they're very disappointed to ultimately go out.
Craig Shakespeare's side lost 2-1 on aggregate after a 1-1 draw in the return leg of their quarter-final tie. Elsewhere, Borussia Dortmund's head coach is sure his players are in the right frame of mind, a week on from their bus being targeted by explosions. They're in Monaco tonight, hoping to overturn a 3-2 deficit in their quarter-final. And in cricket, Vernon Philander will miss all of Sussex's one-day cup group matches after injuring his groin. He picked up the problem during the club's County Championship Division 2 defeat to Kent at the weekend.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.